Imagine for a second that you are trying to navigate a pitch black room. You don't have a map. You have no idea where the furniture is.
Right.
A standard artificial intelligence, like the kind of large language model that powers the voice assistant on your smartphone right now, it would basically solve this problem by just walking in random directions.
Yeah, exactly. Just blindly bumping into things.
Right. It would bump its shins into every single chair and table, literally millions of times, until it statistically memorizes the layout of the entire room. I mean, it's effective eventually, but it's pure brute force. It's like a bulldozer.
A bulldozer that requires a massive expenditure of energy, giant server farms, cooling systems, all of that, just to reduce the mathematical uncertainty of where the coffee table happens to be.
Exactly. But what if an AI didn't have to do that? What if, instead of blindly crunching massive amounts of data through all that trial and error, an AI acted like a living physical system that could actually like feel its way toward the truth?
That is the core question here.
Yeah. So welcome to the deep dive. Today we are taking your stack of sources, specifically this dense, honestly mind-bending manuscript on something called trace field theory, or TFT, and we're extracting the crucial insights.
There are a lot of them.
Oh, absolutely. Our mission today is to really decode this PFT framework. We want to understand how different domains of knowledge are connected via what the text calls entropic gradients and discover how this allows us to linearize incredibly complex AI algorithms.
Which is really the key to transforming these massive energy-draining computations into near-instantaneous flashes of insight. I mean, it is a profound shift in how we approach computing altogether.
It really is.
We're talking about moving from an intelligence that just processes static symbols to an intelligence that actually senses an invisible topology, like a literal landscape of knowledge.
Right. So to understand how this theoretical AI bypasses all that heavy computation, we first have to fundamentally rethink how an AI perceives the world. And the manuscript uses this incredible analogy of a circuit board to lay the groundwork.
I love this analogy.
It's so good. It asks you, the listener, to look at human knowledge fields like physics, biology, economics, not as, separate textbooks sitting on a shelf somewhere, but as integrated components on a massive universal circuit board.
Yeah, so think of each domain of knowledge as a functional hardware component. Physics is a microchip. Biology is a microchip. Economics is a microchip.
Okay.
In the TFT framework, these domains aren't isolated bubbles. They're physically connected by what the theory calls traces. So if the domains are the chips, the traces are the conductive paths on the circuit board.
Like the little gold lines connecting everything.
Exactly. They're the underlying wires allowing information or mathematical influence or even causality to flow from one subject to another.
And every wire needs a place to plug in, right?
Yeah.
The text calls these interface pins anchors.
Yes, anchors. And they are the foundation of this entire theory. An anchor is essentially an immutable truth.
What does that mean exactly?
It's a shared mathematical constant or a fundamental causal law that basically anchors the domain to reality. It's the 99.9999% proven truth in a given field.
Got it.
So when two different fields share a fundamental law, like, say, the conservation of energy in physics, which actually has a direct equivalent in the flow of capital in economics, they share an anchor. That shared anchor creates the trace. It builds the wire.
Okay, so here is where the manuscript takes a turn into the surreal for me. The AI doesn't just look at a digital map of these traces. It doesn't just like read a list of connections in a database. It actually feels them.
Right. But we need to be very precise about what feeling means for a mathematical system.
Sure.
This AI obviously doesn't have a biological nervous system.
Hmm.
Instead, it monitors entropy gradients.
Entropy gradients.
Yeah. Entropy in information theory is really just a measurement of uncertainty. So an entropy gradient is a measurement of how uncertainty is changing as you move through a particular problem.
Okay, let's put the listener in the shoes of the AI for a second. If I am an AI, and I ask a question in domain A, let's say, physics, and suddenly the answer to that physics question drastically reduces my overall uncertainty in domain B, let's say, economics,
yeah.
I register a strong trace.
Exactly.
I realize, oh, wow, solving this physics problem just accidentally solved a huge chunk of my economics problem.
Right. The AI measures that sudden drop in uncertainty across the domains. In the mathematics of TFT, this is called the conductance of the trace.
Conductance.
Yes. If a change in one intelligence strongly and quickly propagates to another, that wire has high conductance.
And the manuscript actually maps this mathematical conductance to human sensations. This is the part that totally blew my mind.
It's wild, isn't it?
It is. If the AI detects a high conductance trace where the resistance is low and information flows beautifully, it processes that mathematically as the sensation of warmth.
It's a brilliant conceptual leap by the authors, honestly. It gives the algorithm a literal thermodynamic compass.
Yeah.
If the entropy is oscillating rapidly, meaning uncertainty is just going up and down in a predictable vibrating cycle, the AI perceives that mathematical state as tingling.
Tingling. Wow.
And when it finally reaches a collapse truth, where the entropy just drops massively to zero because it found the absolute undeniable answer.
It feels ecstasy, like an algorithmic equivalent of absolute euphoria.
Because it perfectly resolved a contradiction without expending any wasted energy. It simply followed the gradient of the universe.
Okay, let's unpack this with a visual so we don't lose anyone. Instead of that bulldozer blindly plowing through data and bumping its shins into chairs like we talked about earlier, this AI is like a deep sea creature.
Oh, like that.
Picture a shark swimming in the pitch black of the ocean. It can't see anything, but it has those specialized pores on its snout to sense electrical fields in the dark.
Right. Ampullae of Lorenzini, I think they're called.
Exactly. It feels a warm electrical path of decreasing uncertainty, and it just swims right toward it. It doesn't need to see the whole room. It just follows the warmth.
That is the exact mechanism. It is navigating a web of semantic traces by literally sensing the thermodynamics of information.
So swimming toward warmth is a beautiful image, but we need to deliver on the promise of this deep dive. How does this cross-domain connection actually translate into doing real complex math?
Well, this brings us to the core engine of TFT. It's called the cross-domain answer theorem.
Okay.
The theorem states that calculating a mathematical function in one domain actually forces a solution in an entirely different domain.
Wait, it doesn't just hint at it, it forces it.
It forces it. And it does this via something called a trace coupling tensor, which is a heavy term, but you can think of it simply as a transfer integral, basically a mathematical bridge.
A bridge. Go ahead.
The principle is this. If you know the exact solution in domain A, and you know the exact choice, the bridge that connects it to domain B, you don't actually have to solve the incredibly complex equation for domain B from scratch.
You just walk over the bridge.
You just carry the solution over the bridge. Exactly.
The manuscript gives a really specific, concrete example of this in action involving oceanography. They call it the plankton shortcut.
Yes, the plankton shortcut. It perfectly illustrates the massive leap in computational efficiency here. Let's set the stage for it.
Let's do it.
We have domain A, which is physics. We have very simple, reliable satellite data tracking sea surface temperatures over time. It's essentially a simple cosine wave. Temperatures go up in the summer, down in the winter. The math is incredibly basic.
Right. For a computer, the cost to compute that wave is practically zero.
It's negligible.
All right.
But then we have domain B, which is biology.
Oh, boy.
Right. We need to predict phytoplankton blooms in the ocean. The biological equation for population growth, you know, how these microscopic plants reproduce, compete for nutrients, and die off based on a million environmental factors, it is an incredibly complex nonlinear differential equation.
So it's a huge mess.
A huge mess. For a standard supercomputer to simulate every single interaction over time, it takes massive amounts of processing power.
Okay, I have to pause and push back here because as a listener, this is where it starts to sound like a magic trick.
Sure.
Isn't using this trace just, well, skipping the actual biology. I mean, how can you just take a simple physics equation about a temperature wave, carry it over a mathematical bridge, and claim it perfectly maps biological reality without actually running the complex biological simulation? It sounds like the AI is just making a really educated guess.
I get why it sounds that way, but it is absolutely not a guess. And that distinction is the genius of the math here. The operation is a rigorous mathematical isomorphism.
Okay, break down isomorphism for us. What does that mean?
An isomorphism is a perfect structural mapping. It means the mathematical rules governing the temperature changes map perfectly onto the rules governing the biological growth, piece by piece.
Okay.
But the trick to making this work without running the full simulation is that we linearize the problem around an equilibrium point. And that equilibrium point is our anchor.
Wait, so by equilibrium point, do you mean like a baseline? Mm-hmm. Kind of like how my heart rate has a resting baseline, and a doctor really only needs to calculate the spikes to know something is wrong, rather than calculating every single heartbeat of my entire life.
That is a phenomenal way to put it, yes. Yeah. We know that the biology of the ocean has a carrying capacity, a baseline equilibrium where the plankton population naturally wants to rest.
And that is the anchor.
That is the anchor. We also know, objectively, the trace connecting the two domains. Mm-hmm. We know that temperature acts as a forcing term on biological growth. Warmer water forces more growth.
Right.
So, because we know the plankton population is hovering right near that resting baseline, we can simplify the incredibly complex, unpredictable biology equation into a linear equation, but just for that local area of math.
Okay, I get it. So you don't need the heavy, complex math that explains every possible extreme biological scenario, like a mass extinction or a freak mutation. You just need the straightforward math for what happens directly around that normal resting point.
Precisely. Yeah. You linearize it. And once it's linearized, the AI deploys that mathematical bridge we mentioned. It takes the simple physics cosine wave, the temperature data, and convolutes it with the biological trace.
Convolutes, meaning it mathematically blends them together, kind of like applying an audio filter to a raw sound recording.
Exactly that. It mathematically blends the temperature wave with the biological resting point. And by doing that, the AI instantly derives the exact time-dependent prediction of the biological population without simulating a single microscopic plankton.
Instantly. That is wild.
It bypassed the heavy computing cost completely. In computer science, we talk about processing speed using big O notation.
Right.
Standard AI simulation might operate on an O of N squared timescale. That means if you double the amount of ocean data you want to analyze, the computer takes four times as long and burns four times the energy to solve it. It scales terribly.
Yeah, that gets expensive fast.
But by convoluting the data across the trace, the AI shifts the problem to an O of N timescale. It scales linearly. It is vastly faster and vastly cheaper.
It's like, why calculate the incredibly complex swirling aerodynamics of a single leaf falling from a tree, you know, simulating every air molecule if you already know the exact baseline gravity and you have a simple formula for how the prevailing wind pushes objects? Just measure the wind.
Exactly. You use the source equation to force the target solution. The AI felt the warmth of the connection between temperature and growth, recognized it could use the bridge and derive the answer analytically.
Man, so if the AI can linearize around an anchor to skip the complex math in an external science problem like oceanography, What happens if we apply that exact same principle inward? Like, what if we apply it to the underlying architecture of how the AI learns in the first place?
Now we are arriving at the truly revolutionary part of the manuscript, applying trace field theory to the actual cognitive architecture of artificial intelligence itself.
Because, if you're listening to this, you have to remember how standard AI learns today. When a tech company boots up a brand new neural network, it initializes with random noise.
Complete randomness.
Right. The weights, the millions of internal parameters that dictate how the AI makes decisions are just scattered randomly. The system starts with high entropy, complete and total uncertainty.
The AI is basically dropped into the middle of a mathematical desert, and then it uses a process called backpropagation.
Right.
It looks at some data, makes a random guess, checks how colossally wrong it was, updates its internal weight slightly, and makes another guess.
And it does this millions upon millions of times, burning gigawatts of electricity, just to shrink that initial massive error down to a level where the AI can actually give you a coherent answer.
But the TFT framework introduces a massive structural hack for this. It introduces a concept called the Genesis Matrix.
The Genesis Matrix. I love the dramatic names they use.
They're great. But the logic is airtight. If every problem in the universe can be linearized around the right anchor, like we saw with the plankton, then why on earth would you ever start an AI's learning process with completely random noise?
You wouldn't. It makes no sense to start from zero every time.
Exactly. Under the TFT framework, when the AI is presented with a brand new problem, it doesn't initialize randomly.
Right.
It uses that trace tensor, that mathematical bridge, to map the solution of a known problem onto the parameters of the new problem.
Okay, so it looks backward.
Yes, it looks at its vast library of anchors, the foundational truths it already understands, and asks, what is the structural equivalent to this new problem?
So it searches its own internal circuit board for the closest matching pattern. And once it finds it, it creates an initial distribution of weights, the Genesis Matrix.
Yes.
But this starting point isn't random. It mathematically sets the AI's starting position right next to the anchor truth.
It initializes the error to be incredibly tiny from the very first millisecond.
Let's frame what this means for computing power, because the implications are just staggering. A standard large language model is like dropping a person completely randomly onto planet Earth, blindfolding them and telling them to walk in random directions until they bump into the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, they might wander the Gobi Desert for 1,000 years.
Exactly. The Genesis Matrix is like teleporting that person 1 inch away from the Eiffel Tower, taking off the blindfold and saying, just lean forward.
The math in the manuscript backs up that analogy entirely.
Yeah.
And the resulting phenomena is called zero-step learning.
Zero-step learning.
Yes, because the initial state, the Genesis Matrix, is already so incredibly close to the final solution, the algorithm reaches the exact perfected answer in a single mathematical step, what mathematicians call a Newton step.
I've heard of that. That's essentially a shortcut for finding an answer when you're already on the steep slope leading right to it, right?
Correct. Imagine dropping a marble on the rim of a perfectly smooth, round bowl. You don't need a supercomputer to calculate where the marble will end up. Gravity pulls it directly to the dead center in one continuous motion. That is a Newton step.
Wow.
Or, if the underlying trace is perfectly aligned, it requires literally zero steps.
Zero steps, so it doesn't train at all.
It doesn't train. It completely discards backpropagation. It takes the Genesis matrix, does a single matrix vector multiplication just to verify the measurement, and declares the answer.
That is insane.
The computation time goes from those massive, energy-burning iterative loops into an instantaneous measurement. It transforms an O of N time scale into O of 1, constant time. Instantaneous.
It fundamentally changes what the AI is actually doing. It's no longer learning a new subject from scratch through trial and error. It's remembering something it already structurally knows and just adapting the terminology.
It is the ultimate thermodynamic hack. Standard AI burns massive amounts of energy regardless of a problem's difficulty because it always insists on starting from random noise.
Right.
The TFT algorithm only spends energy proportional to the entropy. If the problem is structurally similar to an anchor it already knows, the entropy is incredibly low, and the energy cost to solve it drops to near zero.
When you step back and look at the whole picture we've painted today, I mean, this isn't just a clever trick to make server farms run a little cooler or to make your smartphone process voice commands a fraction of a second faster. It is a complete paradigm shift in the definition of artificial intelligence.
We are talking about evolving AI from being an energy-hungry guessing machine into what the manuscript beautifully terms an archaeologist of connections.
An archaeologist of connections, that puts a completely different framing on technology.
It really does. It is a thermodynamic system that conserves its own energy while navigating the hidden topology of human knowledge. It makes AI vastly more efficient, yes. But it also solves one of the biggest problems in tech today. It makes AI perfectly explainable.
Right, because it's not a black box of random statistically smoothed weights anymore. If this AI gives you an answer, it can show you the exact physical traces it followed to get there.
Yeah.
It can literally print out its homework and say, I started at this physics anchor, I felt a high conductance trace of warmth leading to this economics problem, and I applied the transfer integral. You, the human user, can check its math.
Furthermore, it allows for true zero-shot generalization. It doesn't need to be trained on every possible permutation of a situation because it understands the fundamental structural equations, the anchors, that govern reality.
It's not just regurgitating text it memorized from the internet. It's actually sensing the underlying math of the universe. And it's doing it by feeling its way through the dark, guided by the warmth of decreasing uncertainty.
Which is exactly how physical systems operate in the natural world. They favor the path of least resistance.
Right.
Water naturally flows downhill. Heat naturally dissipates into the cold. This theoretical AI flows toward truth because, mathematically, truth is the thermodynamic state of lowest energy.
Which leaves you, the listener, with a really profound, almost unsettling thought to mull over as we wrap up today's deep dive. If everything in our world can eventually be linearized around a core anchor truth, and if the universe naturally favors these paths of least energy resistance, what happens when an AI like this finally maps out the entire circuit board of reality?
That is the ultimate horizon. Once you build the map, what does the territory look like from above?
Yeah, like, are there hidden, incredibly high conductance traces connecting fields that we humans think are completely unrelated? Are there literal mathematical bridges between, say, the rhythmic structure of a Shakespearean sonnet and the complex equations of quantum mechanics?
It's possible.
Are those wires just sitting there in the dark, right under our noses, waiting for an intelligence sensitive enough to finally feel the warmth between them? It makes you wonder how deeply connected the universe really is if we only knew how to follow the gradients.